This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about Amazon at 30. Since 2014, Amazon has made more than half of its profits not from selling stuff online, but from cloud computing, a branch of the company called Amazon Web Services, or AWS. Think of it as where a lot of the internet lives. Before cloud computing, companies and organizations with websites had their own computer rooms with servers that stored all of the information on those sites. But then companies like Amazon started hosting all of this data, the text, the images, the videos, in physical locations with endless rows of computers in sprawling buildings called data centers. The largest concentration of these is in Northern Virginia. Amazon estimates that about 70% of global internet traffic goes through that state. Amazon is not alone in this business, but their share of the market is twice as big as the next largest company, Microsoft. Data centers have become a booming industry in Northern Virginia, but that has come with some controversy and trade-offs. Alan Yu has more.
More than 10 years ago, Julie and Chris Borneman bought 30 acres of property in Northern Virginia that was in pretty bad shape. There was a house, some woodlands, and a lot of junk.
There's old lawnmowers and washing machines and scaffolding, concrete testing cylinders, and then you'd open up the cabinets. And inside each cabinet would be just full of cabinet doors. There was at least two vehicles here, old used fuel oil drums.
Julie and Chris made a project of restoring and cleaning up the property. They cleaned up the stream, hauled away the trash, restored the landscape with native plants, and they have turned it around.
We've seen river otters and fisher cats and deer and bear and fox and coyotes and possums and raccoons, and we'll have an occasional bald eagle come through, and herons, tons of owls.
Julie runs a plant nursery on their property. Chris works for a software company. They are used to seeing data centers driving around their region, but now those centers are coming closer to home in the form of a proposed transmission line feeding power to those data centers. Big metal towers with wires to carry electricity running right through the woods they spent so much time restoring to their natural beauty.
And so it's taking out all of that really old growth forest to bring in that power line. And then it really goes right through two of our neighbors that join our property, goes right through their houses. So all that will have to be condemned and removed.
Julie and Chris are active with local environmental groups. They signed petitions, wrote to their local officials, and joined a campaign against putting the power line there. Data centers use a lot of energy, and unlike a factory or an office building, data centers need that energy constantly because the internet does not run on regular business hours. Julie and Chris understand that we, people who use the internet, rely on these data centers.
We all love the internet. You know, if it wasn't for Google, I don't know that we would survive anymore. And the Amazon guy comes to our house way more frequently than he should.
But they are worried about the environmental impact and how much they will have to pay for this infrastructure in their power bills. Data centers use a lot of the energy, so they would pay more. But household consumers could see their electric bills go up as well. Julie Boathouse is the director of land use at a local environmental nonprofit called the Piedmont Environmental Council. She grew up in the area and has worked at the nonprofit for 15 years. She started paying attention to data centers in recent years because of how much power infrastructure is going up to support them.
Prior to maybe 2021, I had only worked on two or three transmission line proposals. They were very rare, infrequent, and within the last 3 years, I've been a participant in stakeholder meetings for at least a dozen transmission line proposals. The amount of transmission lines that our community is seeing is unprecedented. We've never seen this many transmission lines at once.
The Piedmont Environmental Council has been keeping track of all these data centers and associated power infrastructure. They say that the power company and state regulator have been approving many of these projects, but there is not enough public information about how much energy the data centers use and their impact on air and water quality.
We need transparency so that we can proactively plan ahead, because right now what we're doing is basically like our utility is handing out blank checks that we, the ratepayers, are on the hook for paying for.
And as a public utility, we are the most heavily regulated industry in Virginia.
Aaron Ruby is a spokesperson for Dominion Energy, the largest utility in Virginia. He says the state regulator reviews the energy costs to make sure everyone is paying their fair share. He says the share of energy costs that households pay for has gone down, whereas the share for data centers has gone up. This issue has gotten a lot of residents riled up. There have been some memorable public meetings in Northern Virginia about the expansion of data centers last year, one that ran for 8 hours and another one that ran for more than 24 hours with hundreds of people lining up to speak. Here are some highlights.
Good evening or good morning. I'm tired, but I'm here to speak.
I hope you forgive me for speaking before my turn, but I have to go to school tomorrow.
These enormous buildings are cold and unwelcoming. We all know this about data centers, and I assume we have all felt this. If you haven't, drive through the black hole of data centers in Ashburn. This feeling is just like the one described in Harry Potter, like you are encircled by Dementors. And paraphrasing, it is an intense cold that sucks the happiness from you until you have no sense of self anymore.
Some speakers even issued a warning to elected officials supporting the new data centers.
You'd better be real sure that the scratch that Amazon promised to line your pockets with is enough to buy you a one-way ticket and a new identity, because you'll never be able to show your face around here again.
Buddy Reiser helped bring data centers to Loudoun County in Northern Virginia as the executive director for economic development for the county for the past 17 years. He was not at that particular public meeting, but he says in 2007, during the Great Recession, their local economy took a big hit. When the housing bubble burst, the county lost a third of its tax revenue. So he and his colleagues made an effort to attract more data centers.
For the first decade or so, we were thankful to have them, to be able to transform our economy the way we did, to be able to collect about $1 billion in local tax revenue a year from one industry, to be able to build world-class schools and put $1 billion into road improvements.
He says all of that happened in Loudoun County because of data centers.
Data centers have such an inordinate return on investment for a community that there's nothing else that comes close. As an example, for every dollar a data center uses in services in our community, we get $26 back. There's nothing that comes within $24 of that.
He says the tax revenue from data centers is almost a third of the county's budget and completely funds their operating budget. But he has also heard all the concerns about how quickly the industry is growing in their area.
So I have a lot of conversations at the grocery store or when I'm filling my car with gas, and it's a very visible topic in our community.
The unprecedented demand for electricity is what worries him. Dominion Energy, the power company, said that they expect the power demand from data centers to nearly quadruple over the next 15 years. The demand for power has never gone up by so much so quickly. Some of that will be from natural gas plants, but Dominion says most of that will be from renewable energy like wind and solar power.
The fact of the matter is, the data center industry is the number one purchaser of renewables in the world, and they're funding a great deal of the renewables that are being built.
An Amazon spokesperson echoed that sentiment. In a statement, the company pointed out that Amazon has been the world's largest corporate purchaser of renewable energy for 4 years, and that 90% of the energy the company uses comes from renewable sources. Buddy says data centers actually do not have a lot more room to grow in Loudoun County anymore. The more recent proposals for new data centers have been in the surrounding counties, Maryland, states like Kansas and Mississippi, or other countries like China, India, Japan, and Malaysia.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.